Rise and Shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:09 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Timothy Mike McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and the Plow Iggy Monster. The Plow Iggy Monster today has booked a program of great delight for you. Mattie Lou Chandler, writer and on-air personality for Outkick, the coverage. We had her on maybe a month ago or so. People really enjoyed having her on. She's with us at 8 o'clock. And Ryan Reeves, Doug Blues Enforcer. Mm-hmm. And alleged Cam Jansen house guest is what.
That's what it says in the notes.
That's what the sea monster has prepared in the notes.
Not a permanent house guest, but just
I don't know.
One
I don't,
special evening.
I don't know.
What's come to light that Cam will throw a pajama party now?
Yeah, there is seemingly more information on that. Ryan Reeves with a big night last night as the Blues have a big third period. And to beat the Sabres, I've got it down as 4-1 on my scorecard.
Doug, I can confirm that. Any thoughts about last night? Big Blues win, much needed.
Old Gorgie took liberties with Steiner with a behind the back, wasn't looking Pearl Harbor faceplant into the windshield. Favsy said, "Hey, Gorgie, you just got on my dance card." The little bantam rooster had an argy bargy with the burly Buffalonian. Fabsy and Schwartzy and Brodzy and Upsy all donated rubber biscuits to the Slay the Saber Slush Fund. Points are precious. Skate, boys, skate. We snapped the losing streak. We beat the Sabres 4-1. A nice big win for us. Eek!
There it is.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Once Fabry had a little scrap, that seemed to really concentrate the buy-in, Doug.
Nice.
Yes, it did. Yeah, he almost landed a big haymaker there. He missed it and then went down to defeat, I think. But he rallied
the
troops.
It's a matter of opinion.
He rallied the troops with that.
You could see it felt like the energy level did go up. Feisty.
Nice little argy bargy.
I don't know what that is, but I like it.
The fight.
I like the term. I like the term.
Have you heard of that before, Tim?
I heard Doug say it before. I like the term.
There was an English soccer coach for the old Fort Lauderdale Strikers. They used to always call it an argy bargy had a fight.
And you knew him when you were a reporter in Miami.
Yeah, yeah. Covered soccer on a regular basis.
Life was great. You were covering guys from England.
Well, it was different.
They say he's even popular in Europe.
I actually got into soccer when I had a team to cover.
What was the name of that team? The Fort Lauderdale Strikers.
Yeah. Yeah, they had Bronco Sagota there for a while.
I remember.
He was an indoor guy here that was big. Ray Hudson and Tony Kidd, they had some big-time guys.
Back then,
Van Beveren.
NASL was big.
Yeah, yeah. And I think I'd get into it if we got a team here.
We'll talk NASL coming up with Mattie Lou Chandler at 8 o'clock. Ryan Reeves with us at 9 o'clock. Cam Jansen was on the show on Monday. His new program with TJ Moe, Hannah Ray Yates, Matt Whitener and Eric Messersmith debuts on November 28th here on the all-new 590 The Fan. And we were talking about the performance of the team. They were coming off the brutal loss in Columbus on Saturday night. And here's what he had to say regarding Ryan Reeves.
Hit the lever, Plowsy.
Reeves has to find a way for Hitch to play him, and not just play him every night, but play him double-digit minutes, especially when the guys up front aren't scoring and they need some sort of spark. But in order for Reeves to do that, he needs to play physical. When he doesn't play physical consistently, that means Hitch will be able to get him out of the lineup, take him out, and it's justified. But if Reeves goes out, and no matter what, even if he's not, if he may be out of position here and there, but if he's a presence, a physical presence, he will not be out of the lineup. Hitch will have a very hard time sitting him. But when you're on one game, you're on two games in a row, and then all of a sudden you're lackadaisical the next day, you're going to be the guy that's going to sit out because they could send somebody, they could call somebody else up to take your spot that might be more skilled, quicker, and could possibly penalty kill. Especially when you're taking all these penalties, they might, you know, Reeves, you're going to have to figure out a way to stay in the lineup because they're going to have another guy come up that's quicker. That might not be tough, but that can penalty kill, and he's going to take your spot, and it's going to be hard to get back in the lineup.
Cam Jansen, a soothsayer of sorts. And look what happened last
year. Yeah, Reeves looked very good.
He was all over the place.
Yeah.
It seemed like every damn shift. And how about the pass to Brodzie?
Nice little helper for Brodzie for the basket bulger. Yeah, that was a doozy.
Put it right on the tape.
Nice sauce. I mean, it was a fantastic pass. I don't know why he doesn't play a regular shift for as much as he bangs and gives him energy. Maybe he will start to get more ice.
He was hitting everything that moved last night.
Yeah.
And that's a fine line for a guy like that of being an impact guy with your physical play, not taking penalties, not taking a hit and making the wrong play and leading to something bad. And he seems to be doing it very well.
Yeah. I don't know that there's really a place in the league anymore for the guy that just fights. If you can't play a little bit, you don't get to play at all. And he can clearly play.
Well, he is an athlete, too. I mean, he can do a lot of things. And I don't see anyone, anyone wants to take his measure.
No.
It seems when they do, they're very reluctant.
I don't think they'd tap him on the shoulder.
I think a lot of times, too, if it's a hit in the corner where a player would have something to say, you know, an opposing player, and they see it's Reeves, they just go on about their business. They let it go.
Oh, I'm sure.
They don't want to dance with that guy.
No. No. No, they don't want to have a pure sixer. That's for sure.
Well, he's probably fearless, but I'm sure he has some feelings of fear coming on this show because he knows he's going to be...
Why? He's been on here before.
He's going to get grilled, though.
Oh, I think he'll do just fine. He's been on here a couple times before.
He's pretty scared.
Ask him if he spent tonight at camps. Who's going to ask that?
Why don't you handle that line of questioning?
Yeah, Tim, why don't you do it?
I'll probably take that line if I had to guess.
Who were some of his other house guests?
TJ Moe.
Oh, that's right.
Co-host.
That's exactly
Maybe
right.
That's what that show has that we don't have. We should have more sleepovers.
Well, I'm pressed for time.
You need to sleep somewhere, bro.
You don't really want to have a sleepover, do you?
Yes.
Well, you already have jammies. I don't. I'd have to go out and get jammies.
I have a second pair I could lend you.
Now, what are you wearing, Tim?
I'm in.
A gentleman ought not wear another gentleman's jammies.
I wouldn't think so. No.
Matter of opinion.
I think that'd be sending a very creepy message.
Why? It's the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Doug Harry's has 5 blade razors that include softer flex hinge for a more comfortable glide, a trimmer blade for hard-to-reach places, a lubricating strip and textured handle for more control when it's wet. Harry's blades cost just $2 per blade compared to $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. It's Harry's razors. They're so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their popular free trial set, which comes with a razor, 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. Get your free trial set. When you subscribe, just cover shipping. That is huge. A company that believes in their products so much, they are willing to give them to you for free because they want you to experience a better quality shave with Harry's. Get started with Harry's today just for our listeners. Enter the promo code INSIDESTL at checkout to get one of Harry's award-winning lotions for after you shave for free. When you order, lotion is a soothing and cooling way to protect your skin after your shave, and it smells great. Go to harrys.com right now and enter the promo code INSIDESTL at checkout to get your exclusive radio offer. This limited-time offer is a $5 value, and yours only at harrys.com with the promo code INSIDESTL. Maddie Lou Chandler, 8 o'clock. Ryan Reeves, 9 o'clock. Your emails for email of the day with 2 tickets to the Blues and Predators on Saturday night, courtesy of generous executive Dan O'Neill. So 2 tickets to the Blues and Predators on Saturday night, the prize for the email of the day. The emails came through yesterday strong with a great prize, another great prize today. Let's see everybody ratchet it up the morning after at InsideSTL.com. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. The reward per Crime Stoppers for a tip leading to the arrest of the person responsible for the shooting of Pat McVeigh, co-owner of Maggie O'Brien's, is now up to $56,000.
Really?
And it just continues to go up because after the morning after it had happened, I think it was at 15. So you're approaching a 400% increase in less than a week. Last night was the wake for Pat, and I've never seen anything like that. It was at Cutis Funeral Home on Gravois. And we got there at 6:40 and we didn't get back into our car until 9:40.
Oh, wow.
It was a line that weaved
throughout the entire funeral home. And what a great tribute to a person who clearly so many people loved and respected. And you know, Michael Gaines, who was the best man of Pat's son Michael at his wedding just a few months ago. Both of Pat's children were married within the last 5 months, if I'm not mistaken. Gaines was the best man, so that shows you how close he was to Michael McVeigh. And he was there all day long. And they said, Gaines said that from the moment it opened at 2 o'clock, and like I said, we left at 9:40 and it was supposed to be over at 9, it weaved throughout the rooms and the lines went every which direction. But that is a tribute to a guy who, for our listeners, you've heard the Maggie O'Brien spots. And Pat and his brother Eddie would do the commercials, hilarious commercials, and a great tribute to Pat McVeigh and the McVeigh family that that many people, for about 7 hours at least, came out to pay tribute to a great father, husband, business owner, and friend. So our thoughts continue to be with the McVeigh family, from our family here with Michael Gaines. Our thoughts are, of course, with him as well, but also, man, it would be a great thing if somebody knows what happened there. I just don't know if something's ever going to happen on that. I hope so, though,
yeah, I'll tell you. It seems like it may have been just a random thing. Without a motive until it happens, it makes it hard to figure out who would have done that unless somebody on the highway saw it happening. And then they would have had to probably get a pretty good description of the car and the license plate. And
I mean, if somebody saw it, I don't know how you'd, but I mean, you'd imagine this point, nobody saw it.
It was just a road rage thing, yeah.
But it was on a highway with so many shots fired, you figure somebody had to have seen something, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would think. But I mean, when you're
to picture yourself like at I-55 in Loughborough, or just a little, you know, closer to downtown, so a little north of that, because it was southbound 55. You can't really, I can't picture, and I gather it happened around 1:45 p.m. that you're not just out there by yourself with one other car at that time.
Yeah,
even at 2 a.m, much less 2 p.m.
And you're talking a huge volume of shots.
I suppose if you were in your car driving and you had the radio on and you're not thinking about anything other than your own little life, and somebody 200 feet ahead is shooting out of the window, you might not see that. You might not know that that was going on.
I think that'd be hard.
I'm not sure you'd hear it.
I don't know.
Among the highway noise and the radio that you got going on, if it happens a few hundred feet above you and the cars aren't swerving all over the place, I'm not sure that you'd even notice it.
Well, I'm hoping that someone saw something and can provide information.
I couldn't agree with you more, the cat.
Because I think someone saw something.
It's up to 56,000 now. There's quite the incentive.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what leads the police have, but that's how it works. You know, someone saw a little something that gives them a direction, and then they build out from there. That's what I'm hoping.
Shame. Yeah, that may be the only way they have to catch the person, unless it was related to something else. You know, if there was somebody that might have had a motive, I wouldn't have any idea who that would be, but that would at least give police a chance to track somebody down, I would think.
Really sad, really tragic. And once again, our thoughts are with the McVeighs and everybody at Maggie O'Brien's, and here at our place, Michael Gaines, who's been friends. We were talking last night. He's been friends with Michael McVeigh since they were 12 and was the best man at his wedding. And today is the funeral at Seven Holy Founders in Afton. Is that Afton?
I would think it is. Was it Grabois and Tesson Ferry, I think?
So, yes.
Yeah.
So yeah,
very sad.
Yeah.
And those wakes are tough on the family to stand there for 7 or 8 hours.
Can't even imagine. It was
at the same time comforting to know how much he was loved and respected.
Well, I don't think, I'm, you know, we knew going in that I'm sure it would be a wait, but never thought that it would be whatever it was, 2.5 to 2 hours and 45 minutes. But what a great thing, you know? I mean, that's like the absolute compliment to one's life. So, and a great family, just a great family too, on top of it, big family.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, a bunch of texts are coming in on a lot of people. You know, he's one of the Anna Marie, you know, they played in our golf tournament just a few weeks ago. Pat and Eddie did. And,
oh, they did? They were there at the,
yeah, they played in, yeah, they really? Played in it. And, we're hanging out, at the hole where we had the libations, but just energetic personalities. Like when both those guys walk into the room is better for it. And they would do those spots, you know, and they're just hilarious spots. I mean, they're just it's like ball busting spots, you know. Here's Timmy McKernan's dad again. Guess we got to buy more advertising, get him out of the building. They would just come in and ad lib, you know, and they ran that business together, and Eddie will continue to run that business. It's closed today for the funeral, but it'll open up tomorrow, and I cannot wait to go down there and have a few beverages in honor of Pat and support that place, you know, that family's going through.
Maggie O'Brien's. Boomer O'Brien's as well, right?
Boomer O'Brien's, Bomber. Yeah, where we had the fantasy draft, right. And Pat and Eddie were there when we did our fantasy draft a couple months ago. They came up to me and they go, "You're hiring Michael Gaines?" And I go, "Yeah, what the hell you guys?" I didn't know the family connection.
Mm-hmm. You thought they were throwing you shade.
I thought they were throwing me shade, and I was going to scrap, you know,
because they were
I
throwing you shade.
Well, if anybody criticizes any of my business moves, I immediately fight them, or I'll create a fake Twitter account and attack them.
Oh, you do that too?
Ooh. Yeah.
What do you do?
Freedom Rings 2016.
It's almost very time cool. For you to create a new account.
Yes, it is.
I think they closed Maggie O'Brien's the day that they found out it happened, and so many patrons wanted to get together to tell stories and remember them that they opened it back up the next day.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. I didn't know that.
And just so many people were in there just telling stories about Pat, and, you know, it's therapeutic when you do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is a dangerous town. It really is. Man, you got to be careful on the highway, too. I've seen so many crazy things happen on the highway, driving down 44 back and forth for almost 30 years now. Just
what do you see, baby?
Crazy
what are you seeing?
Stuff. I told you about the time that motorcyclist passed me going 100 miles an hour and dove into a truck and abandoned the motorcycle on the highway, and I almost crashed into the motorcycle. I told you about that.
I mean, maybe you did, but I've...
Yeah, I was going home one night after work about 11 o'clock at night, and I'm doing maybe 65, 70 on... westbound 44 right before Hampton, and on the left lane a motorcyclist goes past me at every bit of 100 miles an hour. It's like I was standing still, and he got about 100 yards ahead of me, and the motorcycle crashed into a pickup truck. All kinds of sparks flying, pieces of the motorcycle flying, and I had just got my car, and I'm thinking, I'm going to crash my car right now. A week after I got it, I'm going to run into this motorcycle. You know, that was my selfish first thought. Also thinking, I'm going to see a body here as I try to slow down and avoid hitting this. And I got a semi just to my right. I can't go anywhere. Somehow I avoided all the motorcycle parts. And I'm thinking, where's the body? Where's the body? I look all around. I don't see a body. Meanwhile, the pickup truck exited Hampton real quick, changed two lanes of traffic and got off on Hampton. And I tried to slow down best I could as I'm weaving through this mangled motorcycle parts on the highway. I immediately called 911 and told them that I think he just had a fatal accident on 44 westbound at Hampton. And they said, all right, we'll send the police out there. And kept driving because I had all this traffic behind me. It wasn't a whole lot I could do at the time. So then my heart's just pounding the rest of the night. Can't sleep. Wake up, go into Channel 4. And I said, what was the story about that fatal accident on 44 last night? And they said, no fatal accident. I said, no, there has to be. I was right there. I saw there has to be. And go, no, nothing. There was an accident, but nobody hurt. I said, now, how is that possible? So I called the police myself. Do you have a fatal accident? No, we had a motorcycle accident, no fatals. Didn't find the driver. They didn't find the driver.
Didn't find him.
So all I can figure is that it was maybe one of these guys doing the crazy motorcycle videos that they do, or it was a stolen motorcycle, and this guy actually jumped into that pickup truck. He got off the motorcycle and jumped into it and just abandoned the motorcycle on the highway, let it crash, and he got off. There was no body.
Is it possible that the cyclist was on a suspended license or something, just walked away?
Oh, no, you couldn't walk away from that. No, there was...
Well, how did he get on
the motorcycle was in 100 pieces. Hell,
right.
But then how did he get in?
Oh, so you're saying
I think he stood up on the motorcycle and jumped into the back of this pickup truck. The whole thing was apparently planned. I don't know if they had a mattress or whatever in the back of this pickup, and he got up on top of the motorcycle and leaped into it. And that's why the truck veered off on Hampton to get out of there.
Why? What would be the reason just for to make some stupid video?
Yeah, we just stole the motorcycle and make the video. Look how crazy we are.
It'd be hot if, like, on that mattress, there was a yearning twink waiting for him when he jumped in.
That wasn't kind of the point of the story.
Kind of like as a reward.
No.
Boy, I tell you
I'm
what,
just like, I'm just playing out the hand.
All what right. if we got a pickup truck and put a mattress in the back and just cruised around? How much yep. fun would that
yeah.
be?
Yeah, and how many lovely young ladies would want to be in that pickup truck?
None.
We could just kind of snuggle a little bit.
Right.
Just... three careless guys tooling down the road in the back yep. of a pickup.
I almost crashed my car on this. I had just gotten the car.
You have a picture of the mattress.
I wasn't worried. I didn't know there was a mattress involved. That's all I can think of it now.
I'll tell you what you can lend me. You can lend me your jammies. We'll have a pajama party
yeah, we'll do
in
that.
The back of a pickup with a mattress.
We'll do that on Skanksgiving. It'll be big.
You know what I do, Doug, now, because it is crazy out there. I agree with you. So now if someone cuts me off and I want to shoot them a dirty look, what I do is I get close enough to make sure that it's someone that I could take if a brawl. So now, I'll only shoot a dirty look to an elderly woman if they're driving.
Yeah. Well,
you know, like if it's not an elderly woman, I just ignore it. But if it's like a woman over 70, then I'll shoot.
Yeah, you're ready to go. Yeah. And just hope she doesn't
right,
have a gun.
That's prudent, right?
That's the smart play.
You going to be able to handle her gun play?
No, it is crazy. I just take it. If someone cuts me off or whatever, not worth it. Because you could end up getting shot.
It's, oh, yeah.
It strikes me, I always talk about when we're down at spring training in I-95 up and down the Florida coast, all of East Coast, I guess, and when you're driving like in Miami or Lauderdale, not so much when you go up north towards Jupiter where the Cardinals are, that it's just understood it's going to be bat crap on the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
And you just kind of accept it.
And
whereas
that's what...
here, I do feel like oft times people take it personally and it can lead to tough and cool road play.
See, to me, the highways in that area, the reason why all of a sudden there's an inexplicable traffic jam, right? Because that happens all the
yes,
time.
And there are
and
a lot
I have
of
a
those.
Theory because to me, that's the home of the high performance vehicle and also older people. So what happens is you get a couple of guys in Maseratis doing 90 and they run into a roadblock of 70-year-olds heading to Denny's and it causes a big tie-up.
Now, what causes it is people changing lanes. They'll change a lane, and then someone behind will have to stop because this guy changed lane when there wasn't much room. And then the guy in the middle lane drives a little faster, and someone changes lanes to get into that
What's
lane.
What's the guy in the middle lane? What's his name?
Fred.
Fred. Is, so, yeah. is he cute?
It's ridiculous.
Oh, it's Fred from the poor part
it's
of the
It's ridiculous nail. Lane changes that causes people to stop and start that causes the jams.
No, it's people that don't know how to merge. When you see, especially Big Bend, I they just blow that up because there's like three different entrance
whole,
ramps to Big
whole
Bend.
Bridge?
Just stop it. There's three. You have one car needs to get over two lanes to get in, then another one. But the people that don't know how to merge, they stop and let these people in. Do the speed limit. They can do the speed limit. They can merge. You don't stop and let cars in.
All right, don't get hot about it, guy.
No, that Big Ben pisses me off.
I blame
okay.
him.
Every
I blame,
day.
Hold it accountable.
It doesn't matter what time of day.
I blame all traffic on either Trump or Hillary.
Take your pick, Doug.
Well,
I want to be fair
Trump
about
says
it.
He's going to rebuild the infrastructure.
Doug, there's a Paul... on the TMA fan page just posted, which TMA trip do you want to take? AVN's with Tim, the Hamptons with Doug. Do you still have that place in, what are you, Northampton?
Yeah, I got a couple of places in the Hamptons, yeah.
Peoria with Plowsy, San Francisco with the Seamaster. Seamaster like spent like a month and a half in San Francisco. I don't right. think he necessarily hangs
But he's got some
there.
Peeps out there.
He does. Yeah. Hito with Iggy, Toledo with Charlie, West Virginia with Jay. That's tempting.
Mm-hmm.
Acid with Timberfake, the country of Paul Reiser with the cat. Yeah, that's a small nation state near Liechtenstein. Mm. Luxembourg?
Really, Liechtenstein. The economy's booming lately.
Yes, it is.
Though.
Yes, it is.
I think the Hito trip with Iggy will probably get the most votes.
Yeah, I think that's...
I'd rather
West Virginia.
No, they put one out yesterday and Charlie beat me. It was... this is the same poll as yesterday, just different locations.
I don't know. I see a poll. It's right at the top of the page, baby.
Go down because yesterday was...
how many polls are created, Doug?
Hanging out at Brentwood Forest Pool with Charlie... poker with Timmy, I think it was.
Oh, that would win.
That'd be fascinating. Here, sit on the couch next to me.
Blazing up with Plowsy. Vianney Dance with Doug, I think, was
one. He didn't go to Vianney, a Kirkwood guy.
Yeah,
Pioneer Pro.
Didn't go to Vianney at all. They shut down that Brentwood Bowl, didn't they?
Yeah, about 30 years ago.
Did they?
There's no way to control this show.
I passed it yesterday, and it's closed down.
The sign's still there, yeah.
What are they going to do with that building? Right next to, well, not right next to, but a little east of Carl's, right?
Yeah, I heard that somebody was thinking of buying it and actually turning it back into a bowling alley.
Oh, nice.
I mean, the place is stripped.
Was that your home house?
That's where I grew up bowling as a little kid, yeah. Right down the street from my house.
I know.
Dot Felbon, Bobby Gibbon.
You probably walked there as a kid, didn't you?
Walked everywhere as a kid.
I used to go
Doug.
To Dick Weber Bowl there in Kirkwood.
How was it?
I think
that was nice. Nice
Morrison,
house.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a Redbird Lanes guy through and through.
Oh, yeah.
1984 perfect attendance trophy.
You still have it?
God, yeah, I do.
You think that is, that building is big enough to be sort of a puppet amphitheater? You think we could put that in there?
It was only a 16-lane house, so it wasn't huge.
There's not enough parking for a puppet amphitheater, because that would bring them
in. Well, there's parking in the back that people don't know about.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Jennings would like to include some information in the poll where he was suggested to be on a trip to West Virginia with one of our
listeners. His grandpa was a senator there, wasn't he?
He said the senator last year of service was 1984. Wow. Our listeners, don't forget.
Where do you suppose is the nicest place in all of West Virginia?
Wheeling.
That's the capital, right?
It's the only time I've been in West Virginia. We were driving, because my mom doesn't fly, to D.C. and Williamsburg in Virginia. It was my last family vacation. I tapped out after that.
Where's Marshall? That's Huntington?
I don't know, but we would take I-70 all the way to, I guess you can take, can you take 70 to D.C.? Does it go all the way to D.C.?
I don't know. I haven't done it lately, Tim.
Plowhawk seems like he's on it somehow for some
reason. Well, they did
one of your road trips went awry.
The city of Bridgeton in West Virginia is considered the number one place to reside in West Virginia.
It's the Huntley Bridgeton. Of West Virginia.
It does kind of look like a Kirkwood area, very low crime rate.
West Virginia is known for its diversity. But yeah, you drive through on 70, I guess, to D.C. or right around there. I don't know. And you're in West Virginia for like a minute and a half. It's the strangest damn deal. You just shoot on through it. And then while you're there, you're like, wow, this really is kind of crappy. For that 90 seconds, you're like, wow, this is really kind of crappy.
Well, that's just a sliver of it.
Yeah, but I'm telling you.
It gets fatter in different places.
I covered a football game years ago where we drove there. And they must have known that it was because we had Delaware license plate on the news vehicle.
And they came after you.
They kicked off the mirrors. Those are some crazy folks in West Virginia. And you know the song, Doug, Almost Heaven.
Yeah.
Wow, wow,
West Virginia,
wow.
Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Mm.
I had a job interview there when I was in Rochester, Minnesota. I was trying desperately to get out of Rochester, Minnesota. And I think it was Huntington. I forget the name of the city now. It was a much bigger market. But
and
they
paid $175,000?
No, it didn't. I think something in the low 20s. And while I was there, someone was shot on the sidewalk outside the station.
Well, it did make the top 10 as 49,000 people.
Wow, Huntington. Wow.
I think there's probably beautiful places in West Virginia. You go there, you fish, you have a day of fish, and then you're like, all right, let's get out of here.
Don't you know those people say the same thing about Missouri? What
no,
could
they
possibly
don't.
Be the nicest
Toasted
thing about
rap.
Missouri?
People are like, where do you want to go,
Missouri.
Mr. West Virginia? You want to go to Missouri? They have great college football and Toasted Ravs.
Yep, CBS, Vern Lundquist slot on Saturday. And Vern Lundquist will be a guest of the Hollywood Casino Press backstage at 10:45. That is an interview I would want to hear.
And congratulations to Frank Cusimano, now the sports director
That's
at
right.
Channel
where's
5.
My, where's
Frank,
my Hot Shots, bell? Hot Take bell?
Right, congrats, Frank.
Here's yours, Timmy.
Thank you very much, sir. Hot Shots, Hot Take bell.
I interviewed Vern Lundquist once for Channel 4, and he could not have been a nicer
That's
guy.
That's what everybody says about him.
Yeah, just a jolly old nice fellow.
Like Earl Weaver.
Well, Earl Weaver was a little bantam rooster.
Who's replacing Vern Lundquist on CBS? Has that been announced? Do you know? Anybody know?
I don't know.
That's an important slot. That's really the signature slot.
I heard Issa was in the mix.
I didn't even know he was still doing sports. That would be great if he got it.
I don't know the damn.
I don't even know who the number two is.
The Sea Monster says he believes it's Brad Nessler.
Yeah.
He's good.
Oh, yeah.
Brad Nessler and Gary Danielson. Well, Vern Lundquist has to be thrilled to get one more chance to call Missouri. I don't believe Missouri has won a 2:30 game on CBS.
Ever.
Yeah, actually.
Well, that's a misleading.
I could be wrong.
It's a misleading stat because they win most of their other games played at other starting times.
Nice. But it's usually the slot where you're going to find Roll Dam or LSU or something like that. I don't know if in 13 or 14 they ever had one. Outside of SEC championship games, and those didn't go real well.
Yeah. Well.
Well, it'll be exciting to watch.
Boy, it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out.
Are you really going to watch that Saturday?
Well, I'll probably have to. Part of my duties with Lady Journalism.
I want to root
spreads
for,
14 and a half, Doug.
I want to root for a football team. Sorry. So I've been, unfortunately, watching more Missouri football. Just because I want to have some sort of rooting interest for football.
Other than that, we got nothing.
I try to be a Chiefs fan. I watch that game.
Really? You try to be a Chiefs fan?
I'm trying. I mean, but you can't. You can't say, okay, now I want to be a fan of this team. It's there or it's not.
Right.
It's like chemistry.
I agree. Doug, watch this. I agree.
I see that. Is that the Cockney accent? Is that what that is?
I think it was. It wasn't intentional, but it was just natural.
Yeah. My neighbor, though, it's unbelievable. He was like the biggest Ram fan. He was almost, even if they would have stayed, he would have overlooked everything. He just loved Rams football.
So he fired up
Rams,
the Jared Rams, Goff Rams. Move?
And he was going to still be a Rams fan, even though they moved. And then he had some sort of epiphany where he couldn't do it. And he said, I'm going to be a Chiefs fan. And he went out and he bought Chiefs gear, and he goes to Chiefs home games now. And really? He's a Chiefs fan. He made it work for him. I can't do it.
The whole town was rabid Rams fans here about 15 years ago. Less than that. I mean, remember, we sold the building out like every year for about 10 years there. Every game for about 10 years.
And now what are we doing to try to cope with it? We're doing stunts on motorcycles and jumping into pickups.
Frank, how are you today?
I don't need to hear that voice, Plowsy. Frank, how are you today? I don't need to. Don't.
Jared Goff is now the starting quarterback. Jeff Fisher says it's the start of a new era for the eighth time.
Boy, that's brilliant.
You cannot trust a word that Jeff Fisher says when it concerns his starting quarterback.
That's why you need Kevin Demoff to come on and confirm it.
Mm-hmm. He would lie on a weekly basis about the quarterback situation.
Didn't he say that Goff would start when we're eliminated from the playoffs?
I don't think
you follow
he
me?
Said that.
I thought he said that a week ago when he was asked. He said, we will not start Goff until we are no longer in the playoff hunt.
Did he?
I guess they're not in the playoff hunt now after last week's win.
What are they're 4-5? 4-6. 4-5? That's probably in the playoff hunt. Half the league is right around 500.
But that's the greatest thing if you can say, all right, new quarterback, new era, forget what's happened in the past. I've been a good coach, as you remember. Don't look at my past record, though. We're moving forward. The rest is the past is a distraction.
Right.
We're not going
to
talk about
what we did in the past, we had to. We had no choice. We had to play those players against my will.
It's like a GM that gets a new job in baseball and says, okay, this is we're looking at a 10-year rebuilding plan.
Right. So I'm going to need to be here all 10 years and get paid for each of those 10 seasons.
Doug, are you going to break down the disaster that is the USA men's national team right now? 4-0 to Costa Rica. Fire.
Yeah.
Jurgen.
It does concern me that in this nation of 320 million people, we can't have an American coach for the American national team. Am I a nationalist? Yes, I am. They've got nothing. First two qualifying games in the World Cup, they've lost. And I don't think they've scored one goal in the two games.
Why, Doug? Why?
Lack of offense. Anytime you're not putting the orb in the onion bag, it's due to a lack of offense.
What is this lack of offense?
They're not scoring a lot.
It's run differential.
No, yeah, it's related to it. They're just not scoring. How is it possible that we're this bad in soccer?
That's what I don't.
How is it possible?
We have millions of people play. It's getting more and more popular. It's the number one youth participation sport. And I know that, you know, when kids are younger, it's in a sense daycare. Parents drop the kids off, let them play soccer. But a lot of kids more and more stay with it. There's some great soccer players. Great.
Yeah.
It's a popular sport. It's on the rise. We need to be good, Doug. Maybe you ought to.
It's stunning that we're not, because we're pretty good in everything else. Almost every other sport that the whole world plays, we're near the top.
Now, when you look at the offensive schematics, what do you see? What should they change?
A lack of proper schematics.
Doug, this is Paul from the wealthy part of West County.
Oh, hello, Paul. You're getting even more wealthy as the stock market rages upwards.
Yes, it is always helpful. Yeah. I'm actually here to offer some business advice to you all about West Virginia. Nice.
Stock tip, Doug.
All right. You got a stock tip for you?
No, it's more of an expansion plan. If there's any state in the country where this show could flourish, West Virginia would be such a place.
Why do you say such a thing?
I feel like we're more Bay Area.
I have traveled there numerous occasions.
Yeah.
And basically think Rudy, and you have West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I also believe that the criminal element there would find your show to be particularly entertaining, as much as the criminal element here. If you sent Doug initially, that's the kind of the initial, you know, the give
point,
it a try.
Call him a point person. I like that. He's a point person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. His political views would go very well there.
Well, they should.
And then people
should go well everywhere.
I just think it is the market for your show to capture.
Well, Doug, you want to move out to Wheeling?
It wouldn't be the worst place.
I disagree with that. I think if you're looking at one state, it'd be Connecticut, because we're very, very popular with wealthy,
That's correct. Absolutely.
I don't see that at all.
The only problem,
us playing well in Appalachia.
Doug seems to be afraid of a lot of things. And one of the problems in West Virginia.
What am I afraid of?
I just listen to you, Doug, sometimes, and it seems like you don't like to eat certain foods.
Doesn't mean he's afraid.
Means I'm afraid. I don't have a right to pick the food I want to eat.
No, it's almost as if you're afraid of those foods. Like you don't think that it's not the healthiness of them. It's that you're almost afraid of them.
Well, I'm not.
I've heard anybody really be afraid.
I don't like Brussels sprouts. It doesn't mean
I'm afraid
of the little vegetable.
Maybe if you got like a lobster who's still alive and it could claw you.
Oh yeah,
right?
Pincers, baby, pincers.
Oh, they can pinch you.
Okay, it was a horrible transition. I was just trying to get to.
Okay, sorry.
The airport in Charleston, West Virginia, is on a mountaintop, which they basically flattened out.
Yeah.
And when you fly in, if you don't know it, you think you're crashing into the trees because there's nothing around you but mountains. You're just coming in on a puddle hopper, usually.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, an airport just shows up. But if you've never done it before, it is one of the scarier situations you could be in. However, the drive any direction from Charleston, West Virginia, is gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm sure that's where I had
money. What took you to West Virginia that you had to fly there?
My business. There's a lot of carport business in West Virginia.
Oh, I'll bet.
You build carports, do you?
Yeah, I build luxury carports.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Charleston, that's the town where I had my interview. Not Huntington, Charleston.
Didn't get it, though, did you?
I didn't want it. I'm not sure it got to the point where I was really deciding if I were going to get it or not.
Did you see a lot of Rudy lookalikes there?
No, that's a state with a lot of good Scots-Irish people. That's where they settled, right there in Appalachia. Those are good, hardworking people, coal miners, many of them. Those are fine
Absolutely.
People.
Nothing against, I'm just talking about the look. It's a different look.
All right. Kind of a Hoosier look to it, is that what you're saying?
I think the term Hoosier is somewhat derogatory. I think it's more of a hillbilly.
Yeah, that's a compliment.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Okay.
Probably not in the cities, though.
Thanks, Paul. Great call. Paul, I got a stock tip. Invest in some bleach and drink. hey, I'm a new listener, and I'm enjoying the show. That's from Eileen Lesbo.
Wow. Right.
Doug, another hot lesbian listener.
Yeah, sounds like a leggy blonde.
This show makes me laugh.
Was that a drop, or was that a spontaneous thought?
Hot.
Doug, if you're looking
lesbian action.
Nice. Doug, if you're looking at sort of the evolution of man, what is the relationship between American Hoosier and American Hillbilly? Is there some sort of gene pool?
I think
pool
Hoosiers are a fellow who might have come out of the hills. He once lived in the hills and he was looking for a better life. You can take the Hoosier out of the hills, but you can't take the Hillbilly out of the Hoosier.
So you think the Hillbilly
think
evolved into Hoosier, American Hoosier?
I think so, I think that's probably
right.
You
think he just walked down from the mountain and just looked for flat land?
Probably. He said, wait a minute, I don't have hooves. What am I doing living on a hill? I need to get down off this hill. I haven't got any hooves.
So he led his family out of the hills and was looking for the first Bass Pro Shop they could find to buy some camo hats.
They didn't have them. They had bait and tackle shops back then.
And no offense, because as you know, Tim, I love camo hats.
You do? Yeah. You enjoy a good camo hat.
Mm-hmm.
Plowhawk, it looks like you have a curious eye. What's going on? You're looking for something, I feel like. Ladies and gentlemen, the plow shark.
No, I just got like a lower back pain, like I have to sit up more proper.
What's wrong?
Today. I don't know. I think I slept. My dog took up like half the bed, so I have like in a weird kink like position.
You can't push him over? Move him?
I don't like to wake him up. He looked really sweet and peaceful, so I just kind of laid around him.
He'll go right back to sleep.
Oh, yeah, dogs, it takes so long for them to get back to sleep.
So my back is a little rough on the lower portion.
Lower lumbar.
Yeah, toward my tailbone.
That's one of the tough things about managing a station and navigating, Tim, is
what, a galaxy of stars?
The DL of of sports talk, where a lot of people get injured in the process of doing their
show. It's not an easy
industry,
sir. Yeah. Mm-mm. Guys, Paul's calls are not only boring, but they're pointless. Please stop calling, you effing loser.
Hey, that's not nice.
No, we enjoy
welcome
the call.
All of you.
It does seem like if you call in, the texture's immediately.
That's why we don't get more calls.
guys, I like to go to Six Flags and play a game I call Hoosier or Hill People, where I watch people and try and identify each subset. I don't really know. I don't know how. I remember Hillbilly Jim from the WWE.
They wear those hillbilly hats that just kind of pull down completely over the top of their head.
I'd like to see those go back in vogue.
I would too. They're really stylish.
I think it's great that America, we're so free to label people and know everything about them. I think it's led to a wonderful feeling around the country right now where it's just kumbaya from state to state.
Well, when you're studly model types like we are, right, Almost everybody looks inferior.
Doug, a lot of people would like to know about Ryan Kelly because he's our title sponsor. Do you know anything about Ryan Kelly?
I know quite a bit about him. Saw him just the other day. Just the other day. Maybe you're one of those people that have been turned down for a refinance in the past because the lender told you, hey, your house may not appraise high enough. That's craziness. My guy Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team close loans every day without appraisals. And you know what else they do? They don't charge any out-of-pocket costs. That'll save you a lot of money. So you can leave your checkbook at home. Hey, the holidays right around the corner. You might already have started your Christmas shopping. That time of year when the bill's piling up, Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team can help you get rid of the holidays with a cash-out refinance. That's what I did. Don't run up credit card debt this year. Eliminate it. Get a refinance from Ryan Kelly. Lower rates, outstanding service. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? I don't know. Well, call Ryan. Here's his number. 314-7197. Call Ryan at 314-7197 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com. Home Loan Expert LLC.
Ryan Kelly, the title sponsor of this radio program. Let's see, Doug. A lot of texts are coming. I mean, they're fast and they're furious. Hillbillies like meth and moonshine, Hoosiers like heroin and stag beer. That's from Butch Patrick's Werewolf Doll. Is that true?
More and more people are joining the stag line for extra dry stag beer. Remember that one? Oh, that was a good one.
Maddie Lou Chandler is at 8 o'clock. Ryan Reeves is at 9 o'clock. Blues, halt the losing streak. Ryan Reeves and Robbie Fabry, both of them out there scrapping. Reeves really isn't scrapping. He's just running people over.
And you heat-seeking missile.
Telling you, it's all over the place. So that's at 9 o'clock. And then your emails, 2 tickets to the Blues and Predators on Saturday night, courtesy of Blues generous executive Dan O'Neill. That is the prize for the email of the day. Send your emails in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. Blues in the midst of a 3-game homestand. You can always watch Blues hockey at Hot Shots. They have their hockey nights there. And it is, it's a pony is what it is. Last night they had it at the Hot Shots on Manchester. They have been partners with the Blues for half of the Blues 50-year existence. They're having 50th anniversary specials on Hot Shots root beer barrels and Blues shots after every Blues goal. Next week's Hot Shots Tuesday night event is at the Hot Shots in O'Fallon, Illinois. Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill, proud to be partners of the St. Louis Blues once again this season, and many awesome events planned for Blues fans at all their locations. Tuesday nights, big specials. Next Tuesday, it's at the Hot Shots in O'Fallon. And then on December 1st, at the Hot Shots in South County, The Ryan Kelly Morning After does TMA Live. We're coming to South County. A lot of people say, that's probably not our audience. No, we will be there. We will be there. Hot Shots South County. I think that's right by South County Mall, if memory serves.
Right across the street.
Yep. Memory serves.
Yep. Right across the street.
Kevin
right.
Getting Orange Julius.
No, what I will do, though, is I will reserve the right to enjoy some wings at Hot Shots in case there are any surprises that you...
It won't even be a surprise. I just... The contract is not signed, but we have an adult film star with more than 400,000 Twitter followers.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
What's wrong with that?
Who's that going to be, Tim?
What do you think? I'm going to make the big reveal now?
Oh.
I thought you were going to say she has 400,000 tattoos, and I was going to see... No. All right, that's something that I'd like to see.
Yeah, we just did.
Just a couple. Yeah, Bonnie Rotten.
And she did not play ball with you guys at all, it seemed like.
Well, I think she would have played ball. It's that Jennings wanted to go after her feet, and she is not...
She had morals.
...a fan of hot foot action.
What the hell's sexy coffee?
Did you hold her accountable and say that that was a selfish move on her part?
When that segment... really gets going and you're like, okay, we're in the middle of something special and you can feel it.
Yeah.
I just like to kind of get out of the way and let Jay work his magic, talk Pearl Harbor.
Right.
We gave her a 30-year window and unfortunately missed it just by a little bit.
Just a hair.
Yeah. I think she might have been thinking of World War One.
I think so.
Based
probably.
On the date that she gave.
Well, I've watched a bunch of her movies. not wanting somebody to touch your feet I wouldn't have guessed that's one thing that's off limits for her.
Jay tried to pivot, have her work with Tony Lee. She rejected that. And then at that point, Jay just, started talking World War II attacks.
did you know that in the Pearl Harbor attack that the U.S. actually fired the first shot? They found a sub right there in the harbor and they shot it. And then they reported back to command, I guess, in D.C. and said, hey, something's going on. We just fired on a Japanese sub. And it took them hours to get back to the military folks at Pearl Harbor. Did you know that?
No.
That's crazy. A fun fact.
Crazy. Yeah.
Did you learn that? Was that Bonnie Rotten bringing that up last week that you heard that? I had never heard that.
I didn't speak to her because I had wings.
I think she does lecture at the United States War College.
Yeah, there was one.
Yeah, she told that story after she said that Pearl Harbor was 1914, like that?
Yeah.
Well, history.
I did talk to her security. I said, are you the bouncer, sir? And he's like, I guess. What is this? He had no idea.
He's not a loyal
He had no lister. Idea what was going on.
Doug, this is Big Al.
Whoa, hello, Big Al.
I was better security than that $2 bouncer she had. I'd have whipped his butt. Hey, how about those Blues last night, boys? I brought it home. I was down in the alumni suite with the boys hanging out.
How'd you get in there?
Brought the, don't you worry about it, Doug.
What, did you sneak in?
Brought the winning game home.
You didn't play? Did you sneak in?
No, I have tickets, Doug. I have connections. I was up with the big shots, buddy.
To the alumni
suite. Open bar, free food, yeah. Yeah, Yaker and the boys, yeah. Okay. I was hanging out with McGinnis, talking slap shots, being an old goalie.
You were an old goalie, were you?
Yeah, he said I would have had to start my move when he got off the bench. I don't know what that meant.
No, I don't
probably
think
on that slap shot. But, hey, Paul, I got a tip for you. Sell all healthcare stocks and drug stocks, baby, because Trump's coming and they don't like it. So if you want some tips, Carport man, you flip that thinking and do some selling, my man. That's when you really got a pair of cojones. But you better do options and not the futures. Otherwise, you'll be the poor Paul in the van down by the river if you get your margin called, baby.
Okay.
So you boys have a good day.
That's all you got for us. All right. Sorry to bother you.
Great call. Get this mother effer off the air. It's from Tom Bernanski's Batwing.
What is it that I think, like, I like Big Al and I like Timberfake, and I don't know if they would win the popularity. Big Al's a good dude.
I never knew that Big Al was a pillow stacker back in the day.
Oh, he's told that story.
Big Al, please build a plane and then crash it. Thank you.
No.
Do we have a more loyal listener than Big Al? I don't think we do.
Did you see all these jobs that are coming from Huntington Beach, California to St. Louis with Boeing? How'd you like to be told, listen, I know you're living in Huntington Beach right now, Southern California with the ocean, but we're all moving to North St. Louis.
What is it, like 500 or 5,000?
Yeah, it's a big number.
Doug, do you know if this financial advice we're getting in the 7 o'clock hour is approved by the SEC? Thanks. That's from the 636. I don't know.
Does it have to be?
I would imagine that there are a lot of bankers on Wall Street streaming.
Just to get some ideas?
Right.
You know, I would tell them each to try to buy low and sell high.
Well, I would say first look over the portfolio.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Hey, Al, die and then drink bleach and then die again. Thanks.
10,000 of us got laid off because of Big Al.
It's from Tom Young's tiny arm.
All because of Big Al.
Tommy Young, tiny arm.
They must be taking some of those jobs, though, from Boeing and going back to Huntington, because a friend of mine works for Boeing, and she's getting transferred to Huntington Beach, California.
Right. Cost of living much higher,
though. Oh, it's a beautiful spot, though.
Doug, we have Maddie Lou Chandler joining us on the other side of the commercial break. Ryan Reeves at 9 o'clock. Your emails for two tickets to the Blues and Predators on Saturday night. The prize for the email of the day. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.